Well, hello guys, and I'd like to share with you something that happened to me today. I was at a kind of family gathering, and one of the older femons in the family said something to me. They said that I only like males as friends who treat their femons badly. Of course, I had to think about that for a minute or so. Thought that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, and of course, shaming language. It's true I don't like males who simp to their femons. But what she implied was that maybe I like the men who beat their wives up, or femons, or chain them to the kitchen sink, you know. But I kept thinking about what she said, and it came kind of clear to me. And I thought of the relationships and everything else I'd been in with femons, and how I treated them, and I immediately phoned the police and reported myself. No, I didn't. How I treated them, and basically I treated them just like I treat everybody else. But you see, that's where I went wrong. Older femons, and even femons that aren't feminists, don't want males to treat them as just normal. They want to be treated special, like princesses. You know, like kind of honored to be in her company, sort of thing. It's called the princess syndrome, and all femons have it. Just the modern femons have gone supernova on it. So you see, guys, treating femons as equal isn't enough. Well, I'm going to tell you a quick story about when I was shacked up with a femon. So she went in the afternoon to visit her friends. And they had a meal at the garden center. My, no, femons are so exciting, the things they do. And being a nice guy, I told her, when they're finished there, I'll come and pick her up. So I got the call. So I told the femon I was with, after banging her all afternoon, she'd have to go. No, there was no femon extra. So I went to the garden center, and they were outside talking, all femons. I pulled up and saw that she had seen me, and they carried on talking and talking. 10 minutes passed, and they were still talking. Let's face it, they'd been together all afternoon, talking. Anyway, after 15 minutes, or nearly 15 minutes, I just drove off. I could hear my phone ringing as I headed home. Well, I can hear some of you guys saying, well, 15 minutes isn't very long for femons talking and waiting for them. All that means is you've been trained very well. When I got in, I eventually answered the phone. It was my beloved.
Where are you?
I told her I was at home. She said,
why did you leave?
I said, because I felt like an Uber driver. And after 15 minutes, I'd had enough. You see, the thing is, femons expect you to treat them special and like princesses. But they treat their males like slaves. Just look at the way they talk about their husbands, even when the husband's right there. So there it is, guys. All femons want to be treated special, not equal. So now you know how to make your femon happy. Be her dog's buddy. But then again, thinking about it, even the femons that have guys who do everything for them, like a slave, and the femon shows them no respect, the femon still isn't happy. Femon happiness. Well, that's a whole new other video, isn't it? Oh, and some people may be thinking, did you go back and pick her up at the garden center? Nope. That was quite a few years ago now. Maybe she's still there. You take it easy, guys.